Kellen Moore of the Dallas Cowboys joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Kellen. Thanks for talking to the fans here. A lot of Boise State fans listen to the football games here on Sports Radio The Ticket. They appreciate you making time for them. I imagine it's kind of odd for you to have the football season behind you now for a change, huh?
Yeah. First and foremost, thanks for having me. But, the season goes by slow in a way and fast in a way at the same time. And so season's over. It kind of happened quick.
How fast did the season get when you started for Dallas a couple of weeks ago versus the way it was the first 14 weeks?
Yes. Certainly, I think when you're running things and operating and, you know, spending a lot of time during the week, those things go by very fast. And obviously, the last 3 weeks, you know, feels like a little bit like a blur.
Kellen, everybody's had a chance to kind of chime in on your performance over the last couple of weeks. Writers, fans, coaches, general managers. You summarize how you feel like you played the last 2.5 weeks.
Yes, yeah, so certainly feel like there's obviously some good things, some bad things. I think at the end of the day, you're going to come out of it. There's only one way to do it. It's going to be, you know, come out of it in a positive, optimistic way. I feel like we accomplished some good things. Obviously, we didn't win games, and that's the ultimate goal. But certainly some things to be excited about and feel like we can build on. And I feel very fortunate to have had the opportunity to play in a couple games in the NFL.
Kellen, when you look at some of the things that happened just yesterday, for example, the exchange on the center, some other throws, if you will, you know, we're left not knowing what happened, who did what or didn't do what. What can you tell us about some of the turnovers in terms of the routes that were run or not run or that fumbled exchange?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I'm gonna take the blame. I mean, at the end of the day, those three are gonna count towards me, and I'll accept that. And there's different circumstances, different situations. Certainly the throw to Witten was not the prettiest ball. Came out a little quirky and sailed on him. And the other ones may have just been communication issue or just, you know, trying to develop more time with those guys. But, those things happened. And, I think we were able to at least move on past them and, you know, accomplish some other things.
What are you most proud of what you accomplished football-wise the last 2.5 weeks? Where do you feel like you made the biggest strides?
I think at the end of the day, finally just getting out on the field, playing in a regular season game.
Was that as big of a relief to you as it was to the fans? Because everybody here was so obsessed by it. You're just a professional going about your business, but in your private thoughts, did it really start to, I mean, was that just a huge, huge relief for you?
I think certainly, you know, realistic, it's natural for everyone to question, you know, whether everyone will make the field year four. And, you know, I don't have any regrets. I loved my time in Detroit and loved those guys up there. At the same time, you know, you get released, you can go to somewhere else. Eventually, if you don't see the field, you know, you really don't have much proof or evidence to continue your career. And so, you certainly have those wonders. There's a lot of people who've been in my shoes that waited those 3-4 years and, that opportunity never came. And so, I feel very fortunate that, obviously some unfortunate circumstances led to it, but, I was fortunate to be able to play a few games here and, feel like we've, you know, grew a lot in those couple weeks.
Former Boise State quarterback and Dallas Cowboys quarterback now, Kellen Moore, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket, Caves and Prater. Kellen, what about your exit interview with the Cowboys? When does that happen? And tell us as best you can about your status and your position with them.
Yeah, you kind of wrap everything up quickly today. And so, it happens so fast. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. This league is what it is, and everyone who's in this business kind of understands the deal. And you feel optimistic about, you know, being able to accomplish some things. And it's a long off season. We'll see what happens. Obviously, got another year contract wise to be here, and so we'll see where that takes us.
Will you stay there on the off season, Kellen?
Kind of be between here and there. So still trying to iron all that stuff out and figure it out.
Well, you know, you sent these people in a tizzy. When did you ever catch wind that people said, Kellen Moore's selling his Boise house. He may not be living here anymore. Prater, to give Prater credit, said, how do you know he didn't move across the street? How do you know he didn't buy a mansion somewhere else? So put him at ease, Kellen. What's your real estate situation?
We did sell a house in Boise, obviously. So, we had to sell that just, situation right now where, we made that decision, but, we'll still be up there plenty and all that good stuff. So we'll be good.
Yeah. So in other words, are you living full time then in Dallas, or what do you consider, I guess, that second home back in Prosser, or do you just stay there full time?
Yeah. Right now we have a place here, and then, we're going to try and see some family as much as we can this off season. Obviously, when we have our little one, you try and see family as much as you can during the off season, just because, the season you're so, wound up into this, and, you don't get that opportunity. So
we're obviously entering a kind of a gray period, and the NFL will start focusing on their postseason. But for you, what's next? Is there like in 2 weeks you're going to know this, or in 3 weeks you're going to know that? And ultimately, do you fully expect to be back with the Dallas Cowboys next year?
I certainly expect to be back as far as, off season and training camp, and certainly looking forward to that. At the end of the day, this league, everything's in pencil, and so you never know for sure. But, that's all you focus on. You really don't worry about all those other things, and we'll see where it takes us.
Hey, Kellen, do you ever get angry at all the discussion about your arm strength? I mean, we'd be rich guys if we had that come up as many times as people publicly talk about that. What are your thoughts about it?
I'm used to it, so I really don't even pay attention to it. it's kind of been the deal. I really don't worry about it. For the most part, if anyone asks, I just say I can throw it far enough for each route, and we'll take it for that.
Have you had to adjust much, Kellen, for timing reasons or with the speed of the regular season game, the way you like to make throws to give guys room to get to it, your anticipation? Have you modified that at all based on what you have experienced the last couple of weeks?
I think it's just getting out there and playing. You play in the preseason, but then for the most part, you spend a couple months practicing here and there in practice and not necessarily throwing a ton of balls live. And so, and at the same time, trying to figure out quickly some timing with some receivers that you've never thrown to until these last couple weeks. And so there's some adjustments there. Obviously, you don't have a ton of time to, wait on that, but, you kind of quickly try to get accustomed to them and, get on as good of a page as you can together.
Hey, Kellen, we're visiting with Kellen Moore here on Sports Radio, The Ticket. He's live from Dallas. We're here in Boise. But, Kellen, if we were to ask you, how your game progressed from when you were running scout team to when you got the start to your second start, what was the progression in your game just because of the reps, playing with the ones, and then getting game reps?
Yeah, obviously all that stuff's huge. I think the games were huge first and foremost, obviously, but just as important, if not more important, is the practice reps. I think that one of the biggest and most important things is just the communication aspect. Being able to call plays in the huddle, communicate with receivers, protections, all those different things that go into that. That's the biggest adjustment, I think, just getting comfortable with that, because really until I played, I'd never really called a play in the huddle here. I've kind of learned the offense from an outside perspective, but really being able to go out there and operate the offense and, communicate with all those guys. And, I thought that was really important. And so that was a big focus. And I feel like we were able to accomplish, some of those things as a result of that.
The camaraderie with the teammates over the last 2.5 weeks, do you feel like you got just massive amounts of support with the staff, with the players, with the teammates? And is it any different in Dallas as it was in Detroit, or is that kind of status quo in the NFL, or maybe it was a little bit different, good or bad?
I enjoyed my time here. I think, obviously I was fortunate. I got a chance to play with some good receivers. We had a couple guys get nicked up and dinged, Dez not being able to play him, those sorts of things. But, there's some great players on this team, fortunate to play with them. A lot of positive, good players. And so, you enjoy that. Obviously my situation, you don't have a ton of time to, create that connection. You kind of got to do it quickly. And, I think we're able to accomplish still some of those things.
By the way, we were supposed to ask, how on earth did you end up as a locker neighbor of Dez Bryant's, and how did that go? I'm assuming at this point you guys are best buds.
Oh yeah. Me and Dez are best buds for sure. It was random. I don't know. I showed up that day and I was next to Dez, and, Dez is a good guy. I think he's one of those guys that can be very, misunderstood. And he's very passionate. He cares very deeply. And he wants to win so much. And, you know, sometimes everyone on TV or radio or something, they catch those outbursts of his or, you know, those passionate talks or speeches. But at the end of the day, I think he really is a guy who cares a lot, cares about his teammates, and, you know, I enjoyed him.
Any moments with DeMarcus Lawrence, Tyrone Crawford, Scandrick, and yourself where the four of you are ever, like, in the same drill or same place together going, here we are? I mean, this is really quite an accomplishment for Boise State to have four Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, we certainly had our fair share of Boise conversations. You know, a few funny moments where you're playing scout team quarterback and it's DeMarcus and Tyrone on the other side and, you know, kind of joking with them a little bit here and there. And within our division, you know, we played Jerron last night and,
right.
You know, we saw a number of Broncos, you know, like so many of us that are fortunate to play in the NFL. We're seeing a lot of our former teammates in the league because so many are playing. And so, you know, you see a number of them throughout this past season.
Kellen, when you got the nod to start, how much did your phone blow up in terms of text messages? And who got to you first, Coach Pete or Coach Harsin?
we got our fair amount of text messages and calls. Yeah, you know, obviously all those guys are awesome. I really couldn't tell you who was first or whatnot, but yeah, I know there was a number of calls and text messages, and certainly I really appreciated it. It was awesome.
Well, congratulations on everything, Kellen. You've got you have a son, right? 18 months, and you've already deemed this son left-handed. Have you put the ball in his hand, or what?
We've tried to turn him into a lefty, but I'm pretty sure he's a righty.
Wow.
So we're stuck with a righty quarterback, but we'll still work on that arm.
Well, fans know there's hope. There's another quarterback waiting in the wings, man. You've been so good to these fans. You've given people a lot of thrills, Kellen, a lot of thrills watching you these last couple of weeks. It's been quite a treat for them. So I speak for them on some level in saying, hey, tremendous job. Thanks so much for outreaching and talking to these fans here and letting us know how they're doing.
Not a problem, and really appreciate all that all the Boise's done for me. I appreciate everyone up there.
All right, Kellen, thank you.
All right, thanks.